of you have read the scripture where Paul said, I thank God, I pray in tongues more than you all. I used to doubt that, but it's possible that one man can pray in tongues more than everybody. One man. And my friend. Now the real Odogwu be this. I have told him. You now accept. And I found out that when Paul was speaking this, was saying this, he said, I will. What? I will. Say after me, I will. What will you do? What will you do now? Because I saw the way you are hanging around. I was taking notice. People like Justice did not do anything. Did not do anything. Look at your clothes now. Did you use touch on it? Nothing touched it. Inside this hall, how did you manage it? The reason why I told you to sit down is so that we'll find prayer point and start praying. When God brought you here, He knew that there is no, you can escape everything, but you can't escape prayer. All the days you have been coming by after 6:30, after 6:30, Jesus has finally brought you before time. There is no running away. Once it's 7 or when the thing is now hot, you escape. You have done it for 1 year. It has almost 1 year. It has not done anything. Still go there, small demons are slapping you. Come and be chatting me on WhatsApp. You have noticed I don't reply to that thing. Because there is a way you will pray, I will know. Because the questions you'll be asking me will change. When people ask you questions, because they are very lazy. You know, they are lazy people. They won't pray. They will be asking you all kinds of questions as a proof. They don't want to pray. They want you to do everything. And you know what happens? Some of us, we pass through a lot, reduce on the volume. Some people will come to Facebook and tell you, give me all you have. Give me, I want to tap. I want to connect. I want my prayerlessness to die. I say, oh yeah, come. Come, let's pray. The guys will come and be doing, and then tomorrow the person will come and tell you, I want to pray. Don't believe them. Once you see those people, they are not of God. Those are the kind of people, as a minister, you should run away from. Their target is to come, zap the one you have, and leave you empty. They are in biology, what do we call it? What are you studying? In biology, there is symbiotic, there is what again? They are parasitic. How many of you expect a glorious destiny to come out of your life? But you don't want to grow. Say the truth, you don't want to grow. If there is other option, you would have taken it. Maybe you be guy man before. Before God is now making out a watcher from you. Everybody here. My guy came and he was using seed to manipulate me. Any small, he will go and bring seed. I'm not part of those men of God that is moved by seed. Because most times I will give you more than you have ever given me. I don't need, I've said it often, you need to come to that point so Satan will not put you in trouble. There's a reason why I can preach and speak and do the things I do the way I do it. And when you finish, I'll say, just follow Jesus. Sometimes you even be saying, I'm sorry. It's, you did not offend me. It's Jesus. The way you are going, you won't meet up. So when you say you are sorry, what does it mean? It will seem as if somebody is trying to stop you. No, you are missing the point. It's not about persons. It's about structures in the spirit. So that you brought seed has not rectified the error and trespass. Touch your neighbor, say, I will pray. I will pray. I will pray. Okay, you didn't say anything. Say, I will pray. I will pray. I will pray. This guy is not saying anything. Say, I will pray. I will pray. There's a sister, the first sister with eyeglasses. Somebody touch her. Touch her. Say, I will pray. I will pray. Doris, are you sure? Because I saw you hang. I don't want to call your name because. Is it that you are tired or you are not ready to pray? Because of you, I'm going to call another prayer session. Have you prayed? Because I passed you 3 times and there was no energy coming from you. Your friend, she doesn't pray again. No? She now comes by after 6 to escape the prayer. I'm ready for you today. Today, I'm ready. How was your trip to Brazil? I will hear the story later. She came back from Brazil. There's a place called Rio de Janeiro. That's where she came from Brazil. Welcome back from Brazil. Where is the youngest Okafor? Why are you sitting at the back? Who is the owner of this? Huh? Let Julia sit at the back. Come and sit in front. Victor, if she has not spoken in tongues, get her filled with the Holy Ghost after this service. Does she speak? Okay, it's over. So, before this session will be over, we drop fire. This is how all Okafor for people, they come. They will come very quiet. But they are carrying bomb. That's how this one came to my parlor those days and was speaking grammar for me. I was in my head like this. I was saying, this young lady doesn't know where she has entered finally. When small fire touched her, she escaped for like 6 to 8 months. And then she came back after some time and said, she's no more running. May you not run in Jesus' name. May God restore all the wasted years in Banawa. All the people that want to run, if you allow them, they will run. Eh? The door is not open. And it's an act of mercy that God closes the door. Because if the door is open, it's not a good thing for you. They need to chain you to the cross of prayer. Stay there. Have you not noticed the shape of the cross? Do you know why Paul said, I die daily? Because you can be prayerful today and tomorrow you are backslidden. So somebody can be hanging on the cross today. Tomorrow he brought himself down. Yes. So people will see and say, mighty woman of God, I know. When we are in campus those days, and then just like Samson, because they have hyped you. And I noticed something about people: when you hype them, they won't want to tell you that there is wahala. The Bible said, and Samson rose up like before. Lo and behold, the strength has come. Where is your sister? Where is she? Where is the other one? Tell her I'm asking after her. Where is Solomon? Solomon. Where is Okudele? That's serious. Kai. I like my brothers from Abuja. Kai. They are still up. Amoko Sasahabaria. Why are you people laughing? That's how many people came, even worse. I remember prayer and prophetic, and Dennis was sitting in front with his spectacles. He was looking at me like, he was looking, doing, he was a motivational speaker those days. He was putting his hands like the fire never burned him. When fire burned him, he forgot his glasses. Where is that your glasses? Let's quietly finish our teaching in Jesus' name. Where did we stop? Okay, we are through with that subtopic. Factors that affect the voice of God. One is what? Factors that affect the voice of God. Wait, I'll ask. One is what? A man of God. Stand up, show him on camera. One is what? Two is what? Three is what? Four. Five. Come and show him on cameras. Let them see his face. Five is what? Five. Five. Man of fire. Five. Five. Times and season. What of six? Five. Heart alignment. Six. Seven. Eight. Seven is what? Good. Eight is what? How many subtopics do we have so far? Six. First subtopic is what? Are you looking beside? If they do expo for class, now like this, your eye go there. Oh yeah, open your jotter, open, check. The first subtopic is what? I know they hear you. If they say, if it's job interview now, they no go hear your voice. Have you not done defense? Have you not done presentation before? Is this how you present? Better voice. Oh yeah, let's hear that voice. Hi. Nakune kabara. Zetende berekuta. Bakakuka kariate seseveneta. Doc, what's our first subtopic? I know you will list all of them, you know. Number one is what? Huh? Purposes of the voice of God. Antonia, number two is what? Check your jotter now. You are not there. You are not there. Gloria, number two subtopic is what? You were not there. No, you were there. Oracles. Evangelist number three. Makamotahatas. Zihate. If what we did is, hey, let the fire start falling. Angels. Number what subtopic are we now? Third one. What is the third one? Is it factors? Oppressions. What of the fourth? Factors. So we are in fifth now, right? Is there anyone we missed? They missed it. That's why I came to you. You didn't deliver. So I left. That's why you are sitting here. So you'll be answering all these things. Huh? Are you not a rabbi? Every rabbi is first a scribe. Huh? A good scribe is a good teacher. That's why I believe in writing. I don't believe when you finish, you go and listen to the message. I don't believe it. What you don't know is that as you are writing, it seems as if I'm the one, when I write on paper, it seems as if I'm writing on my head. So I'm not just writing to document, I'm writing to internalize. That's why. Are you getting the point? Yes, it's actually true. So let me leave that. I want to take two questions because this is the last session of this teaching. I want to take two questions. This is the last session of this teaching, and this is the last bedtime for the year. I think you need to clap for them. Clap for Jesus. How many were we when we started Bethpans this year? No, we are more than that. 12. 12 this year, right? Huh? It was last year that we were 8, but this year we were 12. Were you? You were here now? You were not here January before you left for school. Okay, it's easy to measure. If you were here 7th of January 2020, raise your hand. So it's easy to count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. You were here when we started. Wow. If we don't count you, we'll start afresh. So there might be one or two people that are not here. Oh, okay, yeah. Amen. And then you have seen how the Lord has enlarged our house. Let's clap for Jesus. Amen. And the way this place is, everybody is represented, both the young, the old, the male, the female, the intellectuals, all kinds of things. any kind of person you are, you can fit in. There are people that said that the reason why they come here is because of the grammar I speak. Some people come because of the power. Some people come because of my kind of person. Some people say they come because of the way I walk. Is there a special way I walk? Say it's the way I walk and the way I move. I didn't know some people learn it. And the way you stand like this. Is there anything special about it? So there are people that is coming to know the new styles of standing and movement. Anyone you are coming for, as far as you meet Jesus at the end, is good. And there are people that are coming to meet new friends. Contact fire. How many of you, you like this man? You like this man? You like this? You don't like him? I've been suspecting you, but I was checking the feedback yesterday. Some people were asking, where is this man of God that when he leads prayer, something strikes our heart? Even if I'm not there, you don't need to ask where he came from. It's straightforward. And he has reached a point where he don't get home. You know what is home. You will know when they send you to a dry land to lead prayer. And witches are hanging in the territory. And they are sitting on the meeting. I have gone to, okay, like the one that happened in Park Lane. They will sit on your meeting like this. Nothing you will do will happen. In fact, those days, what you need is not anointing. What you need is horn. I know you think it's the same thing. In fact, some of those days, I will soak Ben-Hee. I will feel the whole thing. I will be feeling the whole thing. I will enter the meeting. The whole thing will dry. I'll be looking for what I came in with. I can't see it. My voice will be dry. I will shout. It will not pass the ceiling. How many of you has happened to you before? You will do everything. Nothing will happen. You will now start saying, Jesus, help me. Oh. Make person know. That's it. Don't put me to shame. Don't put me to shame. It has happened to you. You are not aware. It has happened to you. Oga, I'm on your matter now. On that day, what you need is a horn. Those days when we are at Obunaeze, we'll try. That place, you know, how many of you remember the day we did 2 days prayers or whatever? In the night, there is a time we reached, which is we are falling on the building. Bo. Literally, they were falling. Bo. I came outside, me and my mother, we are checking what was happening. That day, I told 4 people led prayer, nothing happened. Then one of my friends now told me, he said, now only you sabi how you go do this one. Now you. And I'm brought out my hammer. Where is your hammer? There is a hammer. When you bring out the hammer, how many of you don't feel like praying? You don't feel like praying. All you need to, you don't feel like praying. When I bring out the hammer, bah! You will shake. You will say, no. All these things these guys are doing, they are just doing, are shaking me. Let me find. I noticed when Doris came the first time, she just hung one place and stayed like this. Within. Until the fire started entering. One day I saw her groaning, sweat, tears, everything, even nose, everything was coming. That I said, what is happening? On that day, the Holy Ghost took over. Because the reason why we are doing what we are doing is not because we are trying to form it. If it's only me, I'm a quiet guy, and I don't like things that I like orderliness. Unfortunately, we enter the place where God is looking for warriors. Huh? Are you among the number? Huh? Are you among the number? Where is your weapon? Huh? How much blood have you drank? What is the color of your eyes? What is the color of your eyes? When you appear in warfare and men have clear eyes, they are not ready, send them back. I'm not the one that said it. The Bible said, for every battle of the warrior is with confused noise and garments rolled in blood, but these shall be with the burning and the fuel of fire. Said in book of Numbers chapter 23, said Israel is like a young lion that is drunken with the blood of the enemy. His eyes is red. What is the color of your eyes? Hey! Hey! When you are drunk like that, you appear. The same people that used to contend with you before, when they see you, they will know, something has changed. Some of them can't greet you. Henry, some of them can't greet you. Because what you are carrying and the people that came with you, they are not smiling. Have you not noticed sometimes you are afraid to greet me? It's not just because I'm principled. It's because of the people I'm with. They are not smiling and they have created an environment around me. Guess what? Once you take that mode in the spirit, you will find out that you can easily talk with me. Outside of that, no matter how much you try, something will be pushing you away. This is not what I want to teach. This guy wants me to. Okay, reduce the volume. Ask two questions. You have 10 seconds. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. My brother Babatunde is here. Huh? Show him on camera so that people will know. Okay, show your face. Let's see him. Come, let's see. So that if you see him tomorrow, anywhere, just know that I'm involved on his matter. Demons in hell, angels in heaven, men on earth. There are people I'm involved in their matter. Yes. In Jesus' name. 8, 9. Okay. Give her mic to us. Come and pass here. Come and pass here. We are not doing that kind of. No, you can sit down.
Can the voice of God change because of disobedience, or as you've received an instruction, and can it change because you didn't obey? And if not, is there a progression in the instruction you've received from God?
Amen. I think the answer is straightforward. Actually, where I want to stop today is not where this topic stopped, but I just want to stop here so that we will not take it too long. There are 7 responses I have here from the scripture. I saw it from the scripture. There are 7 responses a man can have to the voice of God. So the Bible will say, if you hearken diligently to the voice of God. Have you heard it? So what does it mean to hearken? Huh? What does it mean to hearken? No, it's not to obey. It's not yet to obey. What does it mean to hearken? Who can help us? Miss Odi, what does it mean to hearken? Listening is part of hearkening, but not just. There are three things in hearkening. Listening is just one. One of the things that is in hearkening is that there is a way you need to. The Bible is trying to say that it seems as if when God is speaking, it demands you to tune your heart in a certain frequency. If at all there is business that you will ever do that will be profitable, you have to tune your heart to that frequency. That is part of hearkening. Listen, pay attention, tune your heart. So this is just one of the responses to the voice of God. Huh? I don't want to teach it, but let me just list one or two for you. Number one, hear. Number two, hearken. Number three, observe. What did I say? Observe. All these things, you can check it in the scripture. It's not, I didn't say it by my arbitrary. Another is reject. Reject. So I think, let me leave the rest. Let's talk about reject. That's where you are. Huh? He said, if somebody does what? Okay, you say you disobeys. Aye. You know, disobeying and rejecting are not, they are not exactly the same. So let's remove reject, since it's not reject that we are talking about. Because I've told you people that a young lady came and a young man came, even though I don't support that dimension. The young man, after praying, came down from the mountain and said, I saw. Looked at the young lady, I saw. And the Lord said, when he said it, the young lady said, I know. Now, the young lady have even known before the young man knew. He said, I know, but I don't want. That one is, say, rejecting. Say after me, rejecting. So, the lady rejected the voice of God. Guess what happened? Guess what happened when she rejected the voice of God? Huh? Try. Just try and find. And she married another person, richer than the pastor. Huh? Guess what happened to them after then? Many years later. Huh? Nothing. They lived happily ever after. I know some of you are waiting for destruction to come. Nah, lie. See, when we get to heaven, you will see judgment. Some of the people you are saying are successful on earth, God is not aware of their partnership. You, maybe next year, what do you think? Next year, we teach on relationship and marriage. You marry because of purpose, not necessarily to be successful on earth. I know people tell you, I, if I say this thing now, it will seem as if I said too much. But it's for elders. When you mature, you will know. Huh? The purpose, marriage is not the end in itself. Huh? So it's more important getting somebody that will help you to fulfill purpose than getting somebody that two of you will live together very well. Yes, actually. Let me stop.
You people are not mature enough to hear this, so let me leave it.
So I know relationship people have taught you that what is important is how to live with your wife and nothing. Find somebody you are very comfortable with. The person doesn't do so, the person doesn't do this. Everything is nice and clear. The person won't take you to where you are going. That's what they told many of you ladies now. They said you find a guy, you are looking at him, somebody that you are not afraid of, somebody that you love, somebody that, you know, the person you hold hands is like your friend, somebody you can slap at the back of his head, somebody, and all kinds of things they told you. That's why your destiny, as soon as you married, is stood the same place. What some people don't know is that you need, if if I'm a lady, I will look for somebody that anytime I remember my husband's opinion, I will be on my toes to measure up. The person that can drag you from one point to another. You think people do things because they want to? People don't do what you expect, they do what you inspect. They don't do what you expect, they do what you inspect. So you don't have a supervisor that you listen to. It's over for you. But you want somebody that will be taking you to... Sorry, this is not where I'm going. Holy Ghost. Kamora Bahaska. Vus sepele. Let's come back to our topic. Hi. Some people are already... They're already moving me. Now lie. Let's go to warfare. That's how see the way they answer. I said this one is warfare too. Now lie, you may they no manipulate you. It's another thing. Let's leave it. That's not my business now. If you like, make mistake. Like make one damn sense smile at you and do like, and you go and marry. Said the lady is respectful, she obey, she does everything. Is it by that? Marry first now. Marry. They go knock you for a night. You need the Holy Ghost. So let me now help somebody finally, and then I will leave this place. There are people that their submission quotient increases when they suddenly find out the greater value and worth that is in you. Such people do not submit arbitrarily. They submit because they have seen something that compels them. These kind of people, their respect and honor for you increases when they get closer to you. So if you make judgment about their submission, respect, because of what you saw in the beginning, you will miss it. Did somebody get what I'm saying? So when you begin to show the person the reason why, the kind of man or woman you will make out of that person will shock you. You will never even know that that person have that level of humility. The person can give, the lady can give you the access to her bank account, every single thing, because she has found out you are trustworthy. Why will she do it when she doesn't know yet? She foolish. So when you are discussing it before, she is making sure that she is logical, and I mean her eyes is open, and you say, Kai, this one, the way this young lady is asking this kind of question, we are in trouble. Why won't you be in trouble? Do you have anything to hide? I'm saying what you guys like. So it's the same thing for the male and the female. Actually, there are some people like... what's your question? Reject. So I was trying to give an example of... Okay, disobey. I was trying to give an example. So I was saying that reject is not exactly the same thing as disobey. So obviously when you reject, then obviously the next thing is to disobey. But somebody can still accept and disobey. Have you not heard the story of the man in the scripture? Huh? Remind me your name. Ngozi. Have you heard that story in the Bible? When a father told his two sons to do something. He told the first one. The first one said, I'm not going to do it. He told the second one. The second one said, ah, daddy, my daddy, my daddy. I'm going to do it now and add Jara on it. That's why some of us are not moved with all this daddy, daddy, papa, papa, all this stuff. If you are not secure, they will destroy you. I know you like it. Many people here, they like daddy, mama, papa, all these things. That's your grave. Are you saying you know they sweet you? Huh? They sweet you. I'm here to see a lady that they called mama that he didn't sweet. Huh? She will do, hey, don't come here, don't come here. Huh? Tomorrow she will buy sweet for you. Buy something for you. And say, don't come here, don't come here. Huh? If they call you mama like this, the person that called you mama, even if you didn't like it, the way you relate with the person will improve. Why did he suddenly improve? Are you getting the point? So there are subtle responses to such matters. It happens to everybody, actually. So let me leave it. They know they call you mama. Did he know they sweet you? She know one answer. We are all the mamas here. I'm here for you now. I'm here for you now. Raise your hand. Nobody is raising hand. Let me tell the Holy Ghost to help me and find all the mamas. Should I ask the Holy Ghost to help me? I'm fine. Huh? The commotion on this side only. This side. Before we go to this side and the other, the commotion here. Hallelujah. I've been looking for you. Where is your sister? Tell her I'm asking after her. The fair guy beside you, if the Holy Ghost catch him, he will disappear. He doesn't want to surrender. This your friend doesn't want to surrender. Show him on camera. That fair guy, God is drawing him, drawing him. He is having an encounter. He came and told me one big encounter he had. I said, I won't answer you until you give yourself to prayer. That kind of, there is no answer I will give him that he will ever understand until he has prayed for long. Okay, so if you disobey God's voice, there is consequences. And as a matter of fact, when you disobey God's voice, there is no other one that is coming. Now, are you with me? Part of the way God trains you in obedience is that he will begin to demand from you obedience in small matters. Like, give that lady your phone. Give that lady. Give the phone. Give the phone. Give the phone. He said, Kakwaska. Wakwakata. He said, when you finish, the team will tell you, give the phone. 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 Now, in the immediate, you might not know the implication of what God is saying. You might think God is telling you give the phone. Are you with me, Chukwunyero? You might think God is telling you to give the phone so that he will give you something bigger. Not necessary. Huh? It might be that God is telling you to give out the phone so that he will block the gateways of the pornographic tendencies that left your life, that is about to invade. They have seen it in 1 month time. And where it's going to come from is from your phone. If you don't have phone, will you view pornography? How will it happen now? Are you seeing it? So by giving out, you have won warfare before he came, but you refused. When he came, you now went on 7 days fasting, 3 days fasting, and ended with masturbation. Why? Simple obedience. So some people had a life they lived before. When they turned over and began to seek Jesus, one of the instructions that God gave them is, take your former SIM card, break it, throw it away. Don't maintain any other friend. They still kept the SIM card. Like one of my friends, he might be listening to me now, sir. The guy kept his SIM card. In fact, he was instructed to break it, throw it away. He removed the SIM card and kept it somewhere. He is no more using it. So one day he felt he has overcome all those things. Now brought out the SIM card. As soon as the SIM card entered, the young lady he has fornication with, the young lady is free boss. Say after me, free boss. I didn't hear your voice. Say after me, free boss. The young lady is doing giveaway all the time. So as soon as he owned his phone, guess the first call that entered the phone? It was free boss. And as soon as free boss called, do you know what happens in such matter? All the escapade, all the giddy that has ever happened between, all of them will come in one moment, and demons will come and enforce the impact on your soul. Suddenly your capacity to withstand such pressure will go. And they will tell you, I missed you. See the way your ear is responding. Not even your ear. It's your ear that is responding. I missed you. If it can happen to guys, what of damsels? Yes. The damsel own also. Are you hearing what I'm saying, Tolu? Is worse, because so far that they talk to your ear, you are in trouble. A damsel, anybody you don't want in your life, any guy, anybody, don't allow the person to be talking to your ear, because you will listen. Initially, you will say, I'm over this. You have prayed and seem as if your heart is balanced. Just check. He spoke the first time. Say, it's okay. Okay, now, okay. Bye, hi. Now, lie, yo. The person knew where he or she has stepped before. He'll be looking for that ground. Looking for that ground. One day, somebody got you angry and all kinds of things happened. And you just felt like talking to somebody. And then the call entered. Whoa. And the person will start. You know the lines now. Yeah? Okay, let me leave you. You are not the only one. You know the lines now. Yeah? I don't want to say this thing so that you will not say your pastor has backslided. Amen. You are blessed in Jesus' name. How did I enter here? Hey! Somebody help me back. Let me come back. Disobedience. So when you disobey, that's the last time you stop hearing God. and the consequence of disobedience will lead to many, many errors. Sometimes it will cost you your life. Huh? Anyway, there is restoration. There is restoration. And most times, what it means to restore is actually that you will still come back and still do the same thing that you are supposed to do. Just that the terms of agreement have changed. Are you with me? Once you disobey, the more you disobey, the more the terms of agreement is changing. Eh? It will be getting tougher and tougher and tougher and tougher. Remind me your name. Eh? Ogechukwu. Imagine if God called you now and say, Ogechukwu, I want to use you in this campus. I say, hey, not me. Oh. Let me just be doing my... No, I will be going to church. I will be a good sister. And all, but I don't want all this thing. It's those people that are praying like this. They are the one. And the thing will come and say, I want to use you. You do it like this. I want to use you. You do it like this. You say, there are some people, not people like us. What will happen is that if you miss it in first year, second year, third year, it will now come. And by that time, your workload has increased. And there is a stature a man have to gain in the spirit for him to be able to deliver on his assignment. And God will not reduce his standard. An act of mercy in that time will be to give you more grace. Do you know what it means? It means you will be very slim. You will fast more than you should, pray more than you should, because you didn't start on time. And the demand of God to prosecute that assignment will not lessen. And the time that is... Are you with me? Oh, sometimes it will mean that you will have extra year for no reason. One lecturer will say, I'm not going to leave you. Like the ones we have in UNN those days. They will say, your destiny is in my hands. So you have A's in all, and then one will give you one extra year. Why? You miss your season. And heaven is more interested in you making up that season than you graduating. And I used to tell you all the time, have you not asked questions? I know you are in a hurry to graduate. You are in one level now. Eh? Very fast you graduate. Have you asked the people that graduated since 10 years ago? Some of them never find their feet. It's not about graduating. It's about being ready for life. So there are people that are still in campus, but they are ready for life. Are you with me? They have paid the price of destiny. They have paid the price of manifestation. They have paid the price to live the kind of life that God has ordained for them. Somebody came out and 5 years after graduating, you are not ready to execute your destiny. And you will think God will jump the queue. Some of them all the time, because we called for prayer prayer request, and is flooding in. We'll pray all of them, but the truth is that, should I tell you the truth? Don't tell people though. Don't tell them. Do you know the truth? Don't tell people. We are not the ones answering the prayer. So no matter how much we pray, just like Samuel, God will tell Samuel, don't ask this thing, don't ask me. Have you read it in the Bible? There are things God told Samuel concerning Saul. Stop asking me. Carry your oil, go and anoint another person. This matter has been closed. And Samuel is a ranking man. And he has gotten God to change his mind on certain occasions. But this time around, it was not possible. One more question. One more question. Okay, who? Okay, give up. Where is the mic?
Papa, when you were talking about factors determining the dimensions of the voice of God, you mentioned purposes, and then you mentioned nature of God. So that nature of God, I didn't understand what you meant.
You were in my class and you understood what he meant. You are there now, Ikweze. Come and give her the mic. Let her explain.
the Lord. Okay.
No, you can sit.
Okay, sir. The nature of God. Papa was saying that according to how I understood it, he was saying that there are some things that would happen and you know that, and then you know that it's not consistent with the nature of God. So assuming God gives an instruction, or you heard something and it looks as though that's the instruction that God gave to you, and then you know that, okay, usually God is not like this. This is not his person. So it would mean a no, that that's not God speaking to you, no matter how sure you think you are.
Iboke, is she correct? That was the same thing you would have answered. Ijoma, is she correct? Did you hear what she said? Okay, say this thing she said in your own language.
Okay, she was trying to say that knowing the nature of God, mm-hmm. of as a believer, mm-hmm. there is a nature that is consistent with God, and when you get a message outside that nature of God, then you automatically know, based judging from the nature of God, that this is not coming from God.
Are you not getting it? This is before we have ever said, is he correct or not? How do we interact? How does it come? How this one, that one? There are things that is inconsistent with the nature of God, and God doesn't. In fact, God cannot be speaking that way. I think I gave an example. Huh? What if you married a rabbi? Huh? And then after some time your wife now gave you wahala. You now said that she's a witch. That God came in the night and told you to marry another wife. That is inconsistent. In fact, it is not just inconsistent with the scripture, it's inconsistent with the nature of God. Because even when Jesus was showing us on the concept of marriage, you know, divorce, putting away, he first of all said it was not so from the beginning. So before they began to make rules and regulations concerning whether it is right or wrong, he said it was not so. That means from the heart and nature of God, he never intended it to be like this. So these are the governing factors. Eh? And beyond the fact that you might accept and say it's good or wrong or right, the nature of God creates an ambience around you. Like love, like goodness, like what else? What? Tell me. Joy, like what? Peace, patience, power, glory, wisdom. I'm still waiting to hear. Rabbi, tell me one nature of God. Faithfulness, loving kindness. Holiness and all that. So imagine when the voice of God came around your life, and when he came around all this ambience. When he came, there was so much holiness on it, there was so much purity, there was so much love, there was so much peace, there was so much joy. It was in long suffering and patience that it came. Do you need any other thing? Are you getting the point now? So it's beyond whether it's correct or not correct. The atmosphere that even brought that voice is enough conviction for you to know it's correct. Huh? actually the voice of God can also come in atmosphere of confusion, all kinds of things. You are now in trouble. If you don't make decision before tomorrow morning, something will spoil. You say, "Who God speak to me?" And then your mother is knocking on the door and saying, "You, this young lady, you will not hear. You will not make decision. Your time is passing." The kind of call you receive that night, your head is doing like this. Your father, your friends, everybody, nobody is helping. Are you seeing it? So the atmosphere and environment is not even conducive. Meanwhile, God can still speak. Huh? But it will not be easy for you to pick it. So what we are trying to say is that once you see this, it's obvious God is here. Once you see, you don't see it, it will mean that God is not there. So there are ways God cannot be speaking for you to go and kill somebody. God cannot be speaking for you to go and rob. God cannot be speaking. I think I asked one question. I said, what if you preach to a damsel and the damsel say, "I want to accept Jesus. If only you will fornicate with me just one night, just live with me one night, and then I will be born again." What will you do? But you have seen a vision where the soul was brought to God and she was blazing hot. She said, "I believe you." Say to me, "I believe you. Just sleep with me once, and then I will follow your God." Is it not soul you want to win? Is it not soul you want to win? Many of you have done it too. A guy, you preach to a guy, preach to him, he say he has accepted. And when he accepted, he started touching you inappropriately. And because you want to win a soul, you allow the touching. You are a fool. Your grave is before you. You are blind to see it. And as he's touching you, you are smiling like a fool. May God have mercy on you. Yes, no. There are many ladies that would have taken you to hell, but because they made you a pastor, you don't want to lose your member. This thing I'm telling you is how many pastors lost their ministry. In the beginning, they know that this thing is wrong, but they want to keep their members. They will use scripture and convince you that a good shepherd will die for his sheep, can't do anything for his sheep. "Pastor, massage my back. You can do anything for your sheep, because I'm Jesus that died for you." That's why I'm warning everybody here. If you don't, you open the door, open the two. Give the person transport fare. It's only sabo guys that that understand what he means to say, "Give this guy transport fare." Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So let's touch one or two things. Today is how to interact with the voice of God. Number one, when the voice comes, what do you do? Now the voice has come, what's the first thing you do? How do you interact with the voice of God? God told you, "My son," many people have made mistake. Somebody came and told you, God told you, my son, "Raise an altar for me and let prayer be going on." Do you know what the guy did? He went and called prayer meeting, printed poster and banner. Is that what God told him? What was his problem? So the first thing you do, many of you have done it here. And there are some people listening to me online, you have done it. May the Lord deliver you. Amen. That is where your trouble started. You dream one dream and you saw where you are fighting for the family, and then you woke up in the morning, did 6 to 6, and took anointing oil and started moving around the family and said, "God told me I am now in charge." God, that's when your trouble started, because no, you don't have authorization. Huh? The authority that backs up execution of that kind of assignment is not yet resting on your life. They don't recognize the authority. That's when your trouble started. In the night, that same night, they wanted to kill you. Now a demon now was put his hand here. As that one, has it not happened to you? Put your hand on your chest and be drawing out your life. You see your life leaving you, and you can't do anything. Many of intercessors, it has happened to them. First thing it will mean when it happens, I don't want to. Once it happens to you, it means that you trespassed. That's the first thing. Huh? What does it mean? When you trespass, what does it mean? You went beyond the boundary of your authority. That is what trespass means. Trespass means that you have gone beyond what? The boundary of your authority. And there is consequence for trespass. One of the consequences for trespass is that they will at least knock your head. At least. Apple, you are doing this. Apple. You mean for Apple? Rabbi, Apple, let me. You will tell us what it means in Yoruba. Eh? When you give somebody a knock like this, boom! And then his head will now grow in those places that you gave him knock. What is it called?
Coco.
Hey! That's in the minimum. They don't want to damage your life. Sometimes you go for programs and you go and execute assignments that is bigger than you. Just because five people fell under anointing, and you say, hey, we take charge of this territory, we bind all the spirits. Huh? Hey, when you finish, the lost that left you 3 years ago will come back. Are you hearing what I'm saying? The lost will come back. And you start laboring. The bitterness, the person you forgave, you are forgiving the person long. Suddenly you felt one hatred in you for that person again. Hey, touch your neighbor, say you have trespassed. Okay, have you not done it? Many times, you will come and tell me, daddy, come here, come and sit here. Stop sitting there. Say, daddy, me and my friend, we went for program. And then things happened. We banned him on, we did this. But sir, since that time, we have been sick. Since that time, we have not recovered ourselves. I have not told him. I said, this boy have gone. I was just telling him, no, not that one. Do you want him to die? I will tell him, I set you free in Jesus' name. The thing will go. Before you do certain assignment, you will know your rank, know your consecration. It's beyond rank, it's consecration. Actually, when God gives men rank, it's because he has seen the consecration in their life, that they have the consecration it takes to stand in those places. So me and Ugochukwu entered Futo one day. Ask him now. We did warfare. We finished the first night. If you see what happened the first night, you might have even seen the video. Take it on YouTube. What happened? Were you in that meeting? Ah! I just said, Holy Ghost! We are there! Holy Ghost! The whole crowd. There was commotion. People were everywhere. What was the name of that square? Asiabaka Square. Kai! It was commotion. It's when we now finished that the real warfare started. When we finished, I wanted to eat later. And something restrained me from eating. I said, okay, no food. I wanted to take fruits. The thing restrained me. You remember now? I prayed from that morning till the next night of the program. It was when we wanted to go that we now saw a vision. And in that vision, because Futo is divided, there is a river in that. And is it your school? Ah, you be like, this backpack is for photo people. Now, in that school, actually, the campus, the river divides the campus into four. And there are four principal spirits that is governing your campus. I have taught it. Go and find the message. Some people are looking. They want me to teach it again. I won't. There are four principal spirits. So we saw the spirits. And we made war. Defeated one. How many did we defeat? Three. And one now hid inside. So we didn't win that one. By the evening, an man came and stood on the stage and said, as I stand, the fire of God have surrounded the whole campus, and I speak from the office of my calling. I open gates and portals, and I stop the activities of demons. And try it. Because when we finish and we are going, the young man that dropped me at my father's house was going back to Were, and his car somersaulted three times. He broke his arm. Why didn't it happen when I was there? Huh? Try it. So that thing is called trespass. How did I even get there? Huh? Okay, so the first one we named is interpret. So when a man was told to raise an altar, he went and gathered a prayer meeting. What God told him is, you pray. He has not prayed. He is calling for prayer meeting. I don't understand this, my generation. They think people come to prayer meeting because you said prayer meeting. People come to prayer meetings because you have prayer altar. There is no altar and you are calling for prayer. Where will they gather? Where do you pray? You don't pray in a church. You pray on an altar. And the altar is not physical. There is no altar that is pre-existing a prayer meeting. And you are beckoning on nations to come. God does not listen to your voice. He listens to the altar. Yeah. There are it. Oh, I don't want to go there. Ah! My altar is calling you. That means the voice that God recognizes is the one that is coming from the altar. That is how he receives his text messages. That is how he sends his text messages. Because by the time they brought the vial that was full, oh God, play the song. My altar is calling you, my friend. When they brought the vial, the Bible said that they took it. The angel took it. And when he took it, one of the things that happened when he came to the altar is that we received four witnesses. That witness is a response that God brings to the ether as a result of an altar that has a voice in heavenly places. You don't have altar, you are calling prayer meeting. You are a fool. The demons that has been ignoring you, they know that you don't have anything. So you don't have anything to offer. Suddenly you rose and called for a meeting that is beyond your stature. That is the beginning of your trouble. You finish the meeting and you were struck with a sickness. Something you have not recovered from. There is no altar, and men are calling others to gather. Men don't gather to houses. They don't gather to halls. They gather to altars. You don't call men to buildings. You call them to altars. And most times, the stature of a meeting is dependent on where the altar is placed in the spirit. There are altars that have stature in the spirit. You can stand there and speak to nations because of the consistency in business. These men have trapped God dimensions. There are angels that are permanently positioned there. Like when Zechariah took incense and entered into the holy place. When he came there, he saw that at the altar, it was Gabriel standing. He was doing the same thing. Just like we saw. Some of you, if you are on our WhatsApp, one of the things is, as soon as we called for the meeting, these 24 hours, and we began to pray, certain angels we are sent already. They have come for the meeting, waiting for next tomorrow. Cherubs and seraphs of fire. There are people that is hoping they will come. They are begging, please come, oh please. Some are, they are here 2 weeks before time, 1 week before time.
because others have voices, capacity to host their dimension. They were comfortable. When they came here, they were not missing anything, because the ambience here represents the token of what they have experienced in heavens. You don't have altar, you are calling for prayer meeting. That is your end. Where do you want people to gather to? In the building. And then they are wasting their life and wasting their destiny. That is why many churches will never lead people to their destiny. The reason is because even though they gathered in a building, what God intended is for them to gather in an altar. That is the place where a voice can come and a voice can go back. And there is no way for them to interact with the deep things of God. There is no landing point. An altar is an airport. And airports are in levels. They are cargo airports. There are airports that can only carry small aeroplanes and helicopters. There are helipads. What do you have? Is here a helipad? I'm a cargo airport. Cargo. If you want to measure some of us by our capacity, I'm like Heathrow Airport in London. Heathrow. You know Heathrow? When you will see up to 500 aircrafts landing on one airport and are lifting and coming, my radar system is strong. Stop calling for prayer meeting when you don't have water. Jesus. So, is it true that what God spoke to the young man, is it correct? Yes. What was his problem? Number one, interpretation. So the first way to interact with the voice of God is to first of all what? Interpret. Huh? What did God even mean? Are you hearing what I'm saying? He said, I've called you as a voice unto nations. And then you started. What was the name of that your forum, self? I don't want to know the name. Not interesting. What brings people to where they are going is not the forum, is the stature you have to transform their life. Woe unto you if somebody stays under you for 6 months and he was not transformed. And I found out people are not transformed because you told them many things and gave them advice. They are transformed because they are brought into an ambience that can change them. Sometimes you stay around me, I've not said anything to you, you are changing. It's not about the multitude of the world. It's about encountering a dimension. The glory, when you behold, you change. Try it. When you stand before me now, you can't lie. Even if, in fact, it's not just that you can't lie. If you tell me half truth, are you with me? Oh, there are many people that has come back to me and told me that their heart is judging them. Why? They said, it seems as if something is telling them they didn't tell me all the truth. They said something correct, but they said half truth. So sometimes, you will chat me. And then you say some things. And I will now put my hand like this. Just like this. And then you will start confessing. I didn't say anything, no. What is making you do that? Oh yeah, try it. Try it on another person and see if it will work. They will tell you, oh guy, you don't feel big man now. Now pride, they enter you like this. Person tell you something, put hand like this. But if I put my hand like this, if you are praying, something is telling you, hey, go back. Go back. So when God told the young man to raise an altar, he didn't bother to ask, what do you mean? He called for prayer meeting. That is how he started fighting demons that he was not aware of. What God was trying to do is to get him to start praying first. There is a way you will pray for long. People will start joining you. If God intended it that way. It's not everybody that should call for prayer meeting. Why is it that people think that the real power is in calling for prayer meeting? Hmm?
When Moses appeared and God said, let me clear all the Israelites and raise another generation from you, do you know what he's saying? Moses has more rank than all the Israelites joined together. So there are people, one man kneels down and is praying. What he's able to accomplish on his knees is what is bigger than what a gathering 1,000 people. Some of them will gather together and they will be in Port Harcourt and they are doing prayer work. They are now snapping pictures, doing many things. They are exchanging numbers. They are doing in war front. Hey, they don't know war, brother. They don't know war. They don't know war. Men don't smile in wars. They go prepared. They don't know war. When men that know war appear in those matches, they know what they are doing. Those ones, Satan will respond to them. You know when we did it? The very first time we did that kind of thing was Sonship Conference 2019. And when we finished, a vision came. The vision that came is that the way we now stood up in that place, that Jesus now stood up in this town and was doing moral instruction. You know what is moral instruction? Guess who are in attendance? All the demons in this town came to listen to Jesus. And he gave them new marching orders. It is from there we receive the license to operate. People can stay in a city for long. Stay in South every. They don't have license to operate. Me, I'm a licensed agent. Kabohai Katemo. All the gods of the land know me. In fact, me too, I'm a god in this land. Yes. What does it mean? Many things will not happen now if you don't consult. I know you might think this is pride. In fact, if I don't say it, that's the pride itself. Because you need to know so that you too can enter your own. If you walk and enter your family, certain things will cease. You don't need to pray. Once you enter your family, everywhere will be calm. Just because you're there. Where you want to take us, we will not recover. Hi. Reduce all these people. They are going, you see, even Buddha, he wants us to go. Na lie. Stop. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Come back. Join me in the next 10 minutes. Because if you allow these people, they will. Amen. So that's number one. Number one is that you have to interpret. Let me see. Give me Acts chapter 10, verse 10. Anywhere I stop, we'll stop in this topic. Acts chapter 10, verse 10. And he became very hungry and would have eaten, but while they were made ready, he fell into a trance and saw heaven open and a certain vessel descending unto him, as he had been a great sheet knit at the four corners and let down to the earth, wherein we are all manner of four-footed beasts of the earth and wild beasts and creeping things and fowls of the air. And there came a voice to him, rise, Peter, kill and what? Eat. But Peter said, not so, Lord, for I have never eaten anything that is what? Common. Or? And the voice spake unto him again the second time, what God had cleansed, thou call not thou what? Common. This was done thrice, and the vessel was received up into heaven. Now, when Now, while Peter doubted what this vision which he had seen should what? If your Bible is your own, underline should mean. When you say should mean, it means that what we are looking for is what? Interpretation. Is it not true? So obviously, Peter is impulsive. Say after me, impulsive. He answered before he even knew the meaning. You see the problem? He has already said, not so, Lord. Only for him to find out what he meant. Many people have done it. There is a mighty man of God in the north. So, in the days of his suffering, he met a fine damsel and told the damsel, I want to marry you. And the damsel looked at him. He didn't even pray, didn't say anything. He said, Kai, I know go fit marry you. The matter end. The guy try, you know, work, he come end. So later, things come, they change. Damsel, another person, you know, all things were serving. Damsel, that period, people came and the damsel no collect anybody. Later, things began to change for the man of God. Began to change. Something happened and he entered a very big position. When things began to change. Hey. That damsel found his number. Called him and said, I want to check on you. Hey! Should I give you free advice, Rabbi? When it happens to you, block the number. Say I'm the one that told you. Huh? The worst thing you will ever do is to go back and marry that kind of person. So the person abandoned the whole show because of circumstance. The way you are looking now. Huh? You know, look like him. Forget, many of you is already looking like it, so I'm not talking about you. Huh? Like Bulldozer now. He's already looking like it. You don't know why am I always sliding towards. Is it not true? Ladies have foresight more than guys in this marriage and relationship matter. Mm-hmm. So a lady can see your future. That future you are praying to know. Oh God, I want to know where you are taking me. Eh? The fastest way to know, just watch the way the ladies are responding to that thing you call your calling. Eh? If they are doing they are saying the ones that people called, even this one will be coming out. You need to labor more to prove them wrong. I'm not saying they are right, though. I'm saying as of that moment, they might be right. They might not be right ultimately, but as of that moment, they might. But there is a way you labor. Eh? Even though you are wearing shoe, all kinds of things is started. But the ladies can look and see the future. And they will say, I will die with you. They have seen the future. That is what is your future they want to die with. It's not your present. Hey, somebody hearing me? Yeah. Is your future they want to die? If you like, remain the way you are. Try it. Remain. Just because they said, I'm ready to go anywhere with you. I know it will get better. Yeah. Hey, oh you young man, is the future she's seeing. Say after me, the future. If you like, remain the way you are. Try it. And you say you want to go and propose. She will say, wait. Let everything be clear. You don't have ear. Let everything be clear. Is let the whole. Are you with me? Oh?
Yes, sir.
Hey, my guy, get this lecture. She's trying to say, I saw where you are going, but you have not made any movement. And 1 year has passed. Wait first, so not just go, don't just go disgrace me. Oh, hey, you won't go see who? No, don't see anybody. Are you getting the point? So is the future she is in love with, not this present one. This present one, she can endure it as long as you are willing to approximate to that one. Stay where you are now. But all the point I'm trying to make is that you don't know that seeing the way you are bulldozing everywhere. Kamorahata Baba. Shkubahatalia. Mero Sasabahata. Yes. 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 So, what was happening to Peter here is that he concluded before he has even understood what God. When he now said, no, he has said, "Not so, Lord." And then when he finished, he now began to, what's the meaning, self? May you not be like that. You have taken decision before you have even pondered on the matter to understand what it means. First thing you do is interpret before you ever take decision. What do you do? What?
Interpret.
Self, tell me what?
Interpret.
Even know what is happening. Huh? You have not interpreted, you are. Somebody can come and God will tell him, "I will use you to touch people all over the world." And when he was saying it, maybe it's Bishop David Oyelowo that was preaching. And suddenly you concluded. He went and sold trousers and shoe and tie. And then you called for crusade at all Rift. Why did I say this? Me, Holy Ghost, help me. But there are many crusades in our Rift. The people that called it, that's their, they don't know that crusade is their grave. They just dig their, they organize their burial. After that time, their chapter in ministry will be closed. It will take mercy to open it again. Don't say anything. This thing I told you, I know you go and say it. Hey, I know you will go, you. Why did I say this? Okay. Let the people that have here. Are you getting the point now? So you need to interpret first. Many things God has spoken to us, we thought we even knew what he meant until we began to interpret the matter. Huh? Because sometimes it's confusing. You just notice that there is a financial and business angle to you. Yet you saw yourself healing the sick. Yet you saw yourself. How many of you has happened to you? God's love, Emmanuel. And then you are now, you don't know. How do you now put all these things together? Is God confused? No. It's interpretation you need. And most times those interpretation and clarity comes when you become more correct and begin to grow more. You will now find the place for each other. Huh? It's not everybody that will collect offering to do crusade, though. Are you hearing what I'm saying? How many of you have heard of the man that is called Damos Chakarain? Huh? You know who is Damos Chakarain? Raise your hand. Who is Damos Chakarain? Correct. The founder of Full Gospel Businessmen's Fellowship. He emigrated from Poland, I think in the early 20th century. And then God told him that there are billionaires in America that will never come to meetings. That he needs a billionaire to reach out to billionaires. That was what I learned, because there was a season I followed Dag Howard Mills a lot. Huh? I think you need to follow Dag Howard Mills. One of his books changed my life in campus. The name of the book is Catch the Anointing. Catch the Anointing. It was in that book that he said he was soaking Kenny Hagin messages, soaking it. Suddenly, one night, as he was about to sleep, he has not slept. He said something like a mist left the record and entered him. When he went to teach tomorrow morning, the people in the church knew that it was another man, that the man that taught yesterday is a different man from the one that is teaching now. He said that what happened is that he caught the anointing. Yes. Many of you here praying and doing the things you do is anointing you caught. And you began to pray the same way. Not necessarily by holding the mic. What do you think is making you pray like this? With hunchback. There is a mood the anointing takes. If you are John the Baptist, you must eat locust and honey. You won't even know how you began to behave like that. The anointing makes you into a different kind of man. That's what the Bible said. He spoke to Saul. He said that the anointing, the Spirit of the Lord will come upon you. And what will happen? You become another man altogether. I'm a living testimony. See the way I am now. I'm the opposite of who I was before. If you like, be a high boy and be babbling here and all this, be doing like this. Let the thing come first. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Like this, my friend Odoguna, he is doing holy. He came from the holiness movement. The pious and sanctimonious dimension. Now, it is good, it's not bad. Follow me. It's good, it's not bad. What if the anointing comes on you? The kind of one that is on Pastor Chris or Yakilome. All those your mentors will say you don't miss them. No, be so. And you now imagine you. Can you imagine yourself frying your hair? He cannot imagine it. Imagine yourself as you are preaching, you now do your hair like this. Eh? And then wear one white suit. And before you come to preach, they will do makeup for you. Do you know they do makeup? For men, they do makeup for you. And you come and say, praise God. Praise God. I command you, demon, to come out. In the name. Where is my man? In the name. But my man, another man. Because he went there and they gave him mic. He was doing, wow, wow. They say, our people know they pray like this. Hey, praise God. Number two is test. Like, test the voice. Are you with me? It's not every once you hear, you just go, no, test it first. 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 1. So, first thing is interpret, two, test. Test. There are different kinds of tests you can. Now, this is the third time I am coming to you. In the mouth of two or three witnesses shall every word be what? There are all. Jesus help me. There are many kinds of tests you can subject the voice to. There is the test of accuracy. There is the test of maturation. Now, this is what I mean by the test of maturation. You have to test a voice to know whether you should start acting now or start acting in 3 years' time. Are you with me? Or so some of the things that came to you is not for you to start acting now. So some guys met me and said that they were in a meeting, and a man of God prophesied to them and said, "You have the healing anointing." How many of you, they have told you that thing? And when they said it, that they are men, that God is releasing the healing anointing, 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 and you are the first person that fell, and then your hand was shaking, and then you carry the shaking hand and put on cancer patient, and the person was dying, the person even died the more. The guy now met me and said, they say healing anointing don't come, and my hand was even shaking. He did not do anything with that hand. He didn't shake anybody. He didn't do anything. He just carried it like this. Put it on a sick person. Are you with me? Watch, 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 watch. Put it on a sick person. It has happened to you. As you are praying, you are feeling dry. After some time, you just know that you and the person you are praying for know that nothing is happening. It's just that you don't want to be ashamed. So you now continue and say, "Jesus, if you will heal this person, I beg you in the name of Jesus. Jesus, if you will heal, in the name of Jesus." So when that one happened, you just know that even though what God said is correct, the test of accuracy has been ascertained, but the test of maturation has not been what? Sometimes it might take 2 more years. There are days you were in 7 days fasting and God said, "I give you the miraculous such as I've given this man, have I given to you?" And you stepped out of the meeting and called for a crusade. Said, wonder, miracle, working power, signs and crusade. 3 days, signs and wonders, healing, deliverance, crusade. Impartation, all kind of crusade. And then people come. Even headache did not go. Headache. I'm not saying headache is a small matter. Actually, there is a kind of headache that will come. The thing will collect one portion. That one that collects one portion of your head. How many of you have noticed that one? And if you leave it, your eye will be going one side. Satan has tormented some of you. Because that thing is torment. If I'm the one, if I'm praying for that kind of prayer, I'll say, "I lose you from the torment." Don't call it headache. That one no be headache, now torment. Are you getting the point now? So the man that went out did not do some tests. There are many tests to do. That's not where I'm going. What is important is that the first thing you do is to interpret. The second thing you do is to test. Subject it to test. In fact, you need to know of what sort the spirit is. By what sort, we mean this. Not necessarily just that the spirit is, whether it's the spirit of God or demon or whatever. Are you getting the point? There is the voice of God that will come to you. And the kind of spirit that sponsors that kind of voice, we demand from you a certain kind of life. The only way you will, are you with me? Without you living that kind of life, you will not see the manifestation. So when a man hears the voice and he did not subject it to test, he will not know the kind of life he will begin, the kind of spirit he has encountered. So you will not know that this kind of spirit demands consecration from you. And the first point in consecration, how many of you, God, you were praying one day and God now spoke to you, "Today I have made thee a prophet unto nations." Has he not told you that? Say the truth. Find mic for him. If you don't tell me, they find Mike. Has he not told you? Yes. And many of you here, that particular scripture has suffered in the hands of people. See that Bible, that scripture verse that said, "Today I make thee a prophet unto nations." That particular scripture has suffered. People have not subjected it to test. What kind of prophet are you? Are you Ezekiel? Are you Elijah? Huh? Are you Daniel? Just because he said, "I've made you a prophet," you did not bother to find out. Is Daniel not a prophet? Where was he operating? Government house. Just because he said, "I made you a prophet unto nation," you did not bother to put it to test. Eh? Are you Ezekiel? Are you Jeremiah? Are you Elijah? The Bible said that John the Baptist will come in the spirit and power of Elijah. Say after me, spirit. There is the spirit of Elijah. Huh? And there is the power of Elijah. Actually, John the Baptist did not succeed in functioning in the power of Elijah, but he functioned in the spirit of Elijah. It was the spirit of Elijah that drives a man to the wilderness. And even when you are in the wilderness, the whole city will gather to you. Men like Bishop Athanasius, men like Savaranonda of Italy, Florence in Italy. Those days, the whole city is about 15,000, 14,500 gathered to his meeting. What kind of man is that? This is what we call territorial dominion. Huh? Men like I'm a simple MacPherson. She came to Los Angeles and said that she is the spiritual mayor of the city. A woman, spiritual mayor. Let's leave that. It's not. So put it to test. Okay, one more thing and then we close. Number three. Let me just list it for you. I will demand further study from you. You are promising me to do further study. Raise your hand. We are the people that won't do further study. You bring down your hand. You won't do further study. Raise your hand. You won't do further study. Raise your hand. Come out and tell us why. Show camera. Tell us why you will not do further study. Huh? Did you understand everything I said? Did you agree with everything I said? Now lie. I know you. You know that I agree. You don't know this guy. Now the guy where they question me about Holy Ghost, if you see the kind question where they fire me, those kind things we have answered long ago. He told me, "Why are themselves wearing trousers in this place? Why are they not carrying a tie?" But boy, see answer. I was answering, he was bringing our question. We took time. No wonder he is your friend. That's what Val did. When we are talking, he said, "We are teaching Holy Ghost baptism." Val stood one side. Don't mind Val, the way he is gentle, he is not gentle anything. That's why when he started, he entered into the order of warriors. And they said he's a sniper. He doesn't shoot and miss. But when he stood on one corner and we are talking about Holy Ghost baptism and speaking in tongues, he was doing like this. He was asking questions. How does he have? How can somebody? There is a way he speaks dismissively. Me, I know the water. The water I drank. What did you drink? I went to the fountain head where we fetch water. We did not stumble on our water. We know the path we passed. I can close my eyes and find the fountain. Yes, I can close my eyes. Many things I've touched, I can close my eyes. Like what happened yesterday, we can tune it in. But it might not happen. It might not happen. I'm a human being. It might not happen. So Jesus can decide not to do anything. But when he was doing that, suddenly I continued teaching. I was insisting on what I know, that I know, that I know. Suddenly the power of God took him. Boom! He was still in argument and started speaking in tongues. Touch your neighbor, say, collect something. Collect something. Hey, it's not about argument. Collect something. The person that has evidence is not at the mercy of somebody that has argument. If you have evidence, you are not in the mercy of the person that has argument. Eh? Touch your neighbor. Say, collect this power. You need it. Collect this. Hey, he's not hearing you. Collect this power. Collect this power. Kamara! Selesh! Your father said he doesn't want to believe. He said, hey, daddy, where is that? Your bump, the one you have when you bab your head 30 years ago, the bump is at your back. Come, let me clear it. Bump, go down. Your father will wake up tomorrow, bump, disappear. He will not want to tell you. He will hide. He will say, Pastor, did you wake this morning? As you are going out, he will say, don't they even give pastors there transport money? Come and collect. Somebody that have not given you transport money since the last 5 years. Let me give you money since you bought this your car, I've not fueled it for you. Okay, you need to collect something. The day we called Sonship Conference 2017, a point reached in the meeting, and an man came. Victor was there. He was even sitting in the front. That's what Victor saw and said, how can a young man be doing like this? He went and was doing fasting till he insisted he must collect power. And his hunger paid off. Because in that meeting, suddenly I removed that my suit jacket. That one I used to go to Kaduna. That's what the one I wore in that meeting. Hey! When I removed it, I waved it. Hug people, do. People were falling everywhere. My father was sitting on his seat this side. He was watching what was going on. He knew, but he didn't know it's like this. His own church, not outside. The thing was happening in front of him. Hey. When he finished, he now called me and started giving me position. I think it was after that time he started telling me to preach on Sunday. Before, he doesn't believe all those things, all these children. What? All this. He will tell you when you grow up. Meanwhile, he started 17 years, but you, when you grow up. Oh, guy, you are not young, my friend. You are not young. You are not young if you are 20 years or less. Lift up your hands. You are not young. If you are 20 years or less, lift up your hands. If you are beyond 20 years, don't lift up. If you are 20 years or less, lift up your hands. Let me give you something. Lift up your hands. You are not young, my friend. You are not young. You are not young. You are not. If you don't want to, just keep your hands. Close your eyes. You are not young. John the Beloved started when he was young. Yes. Yes. Father, I ask you in the name of Jesus Christ to find two young essence. Two young essence that will function with the spirit of the divine gods. Two young essence that glory and virtue and wisdom will effort from their vessel. Two young essence in the name of Jesus Christ, Son of God. My God, my God, my God, as I speak, let your hands come upon them. 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 If you are 20 or less, make sure your hands is lifted. Where is the second person? Where is the second person? Where is the second person? Where is... Jesus. So we'll stop today in this topic. We didn't finish it, but... Okay, let me list. So the third one is apply. The fourth one is obey. The last one is patience. Let me even touch this patience, because somebody has asked me a question relating to it. Huh? How you interact with the voice of God. Patience. Hebrews chapter 10 verse 36. Show me. Esther, if you will be fast, then we can touch it. Now, let's read together. 1, 2, ready, go. Let's read it again. 1, 2, ready, go. So, this guy have done the will of God. He heard correctly. He obeyed. He applied. He did everything he should do. But yet, there is no yet manifestation. What do you do? So that the Bible said, he have done the will of God. A miracle. You have done the will of God. So many people are, they are disturbed when they come to the point when they have done everything God said they should do, and yet they are not seeing the result. The Bible said you have need of what? He didn't say you should be patient. He said it's a need now. If you don't have that patience, you will miss out on the promise. The promise is coming. Even if it tarries, wait for it. Huh? I want you to pray in 1 minute. Tell God, I will wait till the promise comes. I will not lose my portion because of impatience. I will not lose my portion because of impatience. Work on my heart. Work on my character. Most times the Bible speaks about patience. Then there is a need for a work on your character. Pray for 1 minute. 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 In Jesus' mighty name we pray. What is happening here by 12 p.m. next tomorrow? What is happening here by 12 p.m. next tomorrow? I know you are not yet ready to die. But God is fast tracking your movement. I don't even know that you will come to this point. Should I tell you the truth? I don't forget you. But because of this thing you did, I will now take you seriously. Let me try again. Let's see if it will work. So by 12 p.m. on Friday, it will be back to back. Eh? Even Jacob cannot survive that kind of meeting. Even Jacob cannot survive. Somebody said I will die, yo. There is something we have dragged. Should we drink for 5 minutes? Nah lie. Make we go. Amen. Listen, so our people are coming from far and near. They are coming from very far places. Some people are even coming from as far as Lagos, from Delta, from Port Harcourt, River State, Cross River, from Akwa Ibom, from Abuja, from of course, the southeastern states, that one is covered. Anambra, everywhere. Amen. I would like us to stand up and thank God for... Let's thank God for 1 minute for leading us. Listen. Today is the last day, last bed pants this year. For helping us to start with Him and end with Him. Lift up your hands and thank Him. Lift up your hands and thank Him. Every single day we came, there is no day that God did not visit us. For 1 year, we did not have one off day. Not one off day for 1 year. Not one of them. Hey! Not one of them. I've not seen it. Thank him. Give me a song. Thank him.
You've done so much for me. I cannot tell it all. The reckoning. If I have 10,000 tongues, it still won't be enough.
What do you say? Let's hear your voice.
Sukuna Mamariale. When you heal completely. What shall I render unto Jehovah?